Yes.
Welcome and good evening.
A very poignant Auld Lang Syne.
I was in good tears. Evening. I was in tears.
Yeah, it's a moving version. I love that version. It by was. Prince's band there.
Luckily, it didn't move me right to the exit.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening live right now to WFMU. Mike the Barber here.
And welcome to another edition of the Ragged Antique Phonograph program with also me, Antique Phonograph DJ Mac.
Every Tuesday evening, coming to you live in Jersey City, bringing you a full 60 minutes of original recordings here from the ragtime and phonograph and acoustic recording era and beyond.
Right. We got the Victor 4 phonograph gramophone set up tonight here. So that one we first heard was live on the machine here. And we'll be doing a mix of that and other kinds of recordings.
Yeah.
And let's go right to our next record, Mike.
Let's jump into this next one. This was Paul Dresser's last tune that he ever recorded, or wrote, I should say, back in 1906. It went on, you may know, the popular Mills Brothers version, a little more up-tempo, but originally started out as a ballad, and we're going to hear this one from the Criterion Quartet.
I don't have the date in front of me exactly, but I think it's probably around 1917 or 16.
Yeah.
We'll check it for sure. We'll put it on the playlist.
We will.
But do you know an earlier version of this that's
yeah.
been recorded?
Yeah, Byron G. Harlan. Byron G. Harlan did a 1907 version and just belts it out like the balladeer that he was as a solo performer.
Okay.
But let's hear My Gal Sal.
Change it in between that one.
This is what happens with the actual machines. You got to actually change the needle every record, otherwise it doesn't really give the full credit that the song deserves.
Well, that's sometimes the case. Sometimes the record's just too worn, but let's see if another needle helps.
Let's hope so, because I was really getting in the mood to hear it.
Never.
I'm very pleased by that one. This is, it's like a listen. It's so intimate listening session in the beginning of this.
Oh yeah, there was a the needle helped on that one.
Yeah,
but there was definitely some kind of weird warble sound going on. It sounded like the record was a little bit off center when they pressed it somehow. You know, they were really careful. If you don't have a record that the hole is exactly in the center, there's going to be a little bit of wah as it goes around, or if it's eccentric at all. So
right,
might have been a little of that. But anyway, that's all part of listening to these machines and the records, is the stuff that happens in between.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the year. That looks like it was about 1918.
All right.
From what I'm researching here. But we're going to hear Al Bernard next up. Mac is loading up the phonograph. We're going to hear some hot jazz from early 20s just around the corner as well. Some more New Year's-related anthems. Going to have a vocal rendition of Auld Lang Syne as well. And
so Al Bernard, known as the boy from Dixie in his vaudeville days, and definitely a late vaudeville performer. And here he is with a great song called Bellhop Blues. Great character song.
That was Al Bernard in the year of 1919 with Bellhop Blues.
It's tough being the bellboy.
It is. It is. It makes me think of, there was a Burt Williams song. Do you know the song Samuel? Burt, it was in his later years, and it wasn't one of his hits, but it's him basically singing about working in a hotel, and he's running all around. It's actually pretty up-tempo for a Burt Williams number.
Is it one of those talking songs?
It's a bit of talking. You know, it's got his moanful drawl, but it is sort of a speedier number, and he's saying all these things he's got to do around this hotel and get the elevator and jump up and, you know, bring the bags into room 42 and all this stuff. So it made me think of it as soon as I heard Bellhop Blues.
There you go. Well, you know, New Year's Eve is a night for partying.
It is.
And so is New Year's Eve Eve. We're going out partying later.
We are. New Year's Eve Eve is it's the new orange.
We're going out to New York City later and going to be hearing, like four floors of music. Dancing and carousing drinking.
That's right.
Prohibition's over.
Prohibition has ended. Well, not,
so,
yeah.
We're going to be hearing some hot numbers later. Let's hear one now by the Mound City Blowers.
Mound City Blue Blowers.
And this is the Arkansas Blues. And this song is for dancing.
It is for dancing. So think back, 1924, when it was recorded on this Brunswick recording.
How good that record was.
That was good. From 1924, that was Arkansas Blues by the Mound City Blue Blowers.
How about that? A kazoo duet going on there with a little banjo accompaniment?
Did I hear? I thought it was maybe just some vocal effing kind of Cliff Edwards style, but was that all? That was all kazoo?
I felt like it was mostly kazoo. Maybe they were coming off a little bit, but I wonder who was doing that, actually.
I wonder where my baby is tonight. 1924 for you. You're listening live to WFMU, the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program, coming to you every Tuesday with your host, DJ Mac and Mike the Barber. Let's continue right along, shall we?
Well, what do you got next for us, Mike? What's coming up?
Let's go back to 1916. I want to do an up-tempo number by Manuel Romaine. This is
did he have any FTP numbers?
He did. This is actually a hip. It's really interesting. It's a Hippodrome Minstrel Medley. So it's going to have a bunch of songs that were popular at the time crammed all into one. It's kind of rollicking along with this medley. Hot Time in the Old Town is going to be in it. Hear Them Bells. Hello, My Baby. Oh, I Don't Know You Ain't So Warm. Under the Bamboo Tree. Bunch of other. It kind of makes me think of maybe a bad reference, but like a Weird Al Yankovic, you know, the poker riff that he does when he combines all these popular songs of the day into this 2 to 3 minute kind of up-tempo.
Well, it makes you think about, we talk about everyone's short attention span now. Right, they have to jump from one thing to the other. Look at this. The guy's doing a song. It's going to be every 20 seconds. Change the song. They're bored of that one. Change the song. 20 seconds. Change the song.
Yeah, all in one take. He just he did it. It's labeled as a descriptive medley. So let's hear him do this one from October 1916. All right.
Sung by our golden boy tenor. Hearing bells, hearing bells, they're ringing out the glory of the land. Lazy moon, lazy moon, why don't you throw your feet above the hill? Hear the horns, no matter how you sleep.
Brain. Just one week more, and I'll be
Ben Pollock and his Californians with Deed I Do, 1926 for you. Before that, from 1915, we heard the Lyric Quartet with Down Among the Sheltering Palms. Fantastic rendition of that.
All right. Let's move back to the gramophone now and hear a Regal record. Mike, did you check the date on this? I think it's about 1921. 21. Noble Sissel is here singing with piano accompaniment by UB Blake, who had some great early jazz recordings with the UB Blake and the Shuffle Along Orchestra around 1917 on the Victor label when they were just starting to produce jazz records. And UB had a long career. I remember even into the 80s when he reached 100, he was still doing concerts in the New York area. He lived in this area.
Right, and he was on a couple of talk shows also in the late 70s and early 80s.
Yeah, he made a big impression, long career in music. So let's hear this one.
I make you want me someday.
I can play piano, huh?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was great. Boo Hoo Hoo from 1921. Noble Sissel out in front and his buddy and partner, UB Blake, hammering away at the ivories.
Yeah, they did a lot of records together, and their big show was Shuffle Along, which was one of the first African-American headline shows to be on Broadway.
Right, right. I believe it might have even been the same year. In 21. Before that, Noble Sissel, actually both of them were good friends with Jim Europe up until the time of his death in 1919, and I believe they were over in France as well with Europe's 369th. Noble Sissel did a couple of vocals for the Pathé label that Jim's group recorded for.
Yeah, those are tough records to come by.
Oh, yeah. What do we got next up? Dolly Connolly?
Dolly Connolly. You know, she didn't make that many records. I just find her voice and her presentation delightful.
What does she emit?
She's just sort of effervescent and of the period. She's just got one of those perfect voices for recording of the time, like Ada Jones or others. She's a contra alto and just good songs and good period pop stuff.
Nice. This one's from 1916, entitled Sweet Cider Time When You Were Mine.
By the mill, down by the mill, where
You know, one thing among many that I enjoy, Mac, of putting our two heads together and our brains and our knowledge and collaborating to do this show is that and I think you could say the same thing, is that we're always learning about new music.
You are.
Old music, but new. I've never heard that song. I don't even know if I know Dolly Connolly, but that was great. Two for two.
Right.
That was fantastic. People, I'm sure you get this too, you know, ask like, oh, but there's no new music. You know, you're into the old music and that's it. If I never heard it, that's new to me.
Yeah, right. And just if you started, you can even go 10 or 20 years back and then try to go backwards and listen to everything that's ever been recorded, you could never do it anyway.
Right, right.
So there's always something else to hear.
Yeah. And this is a really great one, too. You want to talk about this one?
Oh, Vernon Delhart. Well, yeah. I was going to play the other side, the Prisoner song, which was one of the first million-selling, people say country songs. He's got a very recognizable style. And Vernon Delhart, guitar and singing, he started off doing pop songs, but then he moved to this style with guitar, which was really successful for him with this song. And then he did a lot of disaster songs.
Right. And I think even before that, he was doing classical songs, too.
Yeah, some tenor stuff.
Yeah, yeah. More, almost like, not operatic, but...
Yeah, light tenor stuff.
Light tenor stuff.
Light opera.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But he hit on this, and especially disaster songs about train wrecks and floods and...
Murder
dying
ballads.
Orphans and... It's almost like a caricature of what you think about these early country records of someone breaking guitar saying... They died and they all killed each other.
Yeah, they're not using metaphors. It's like really just blunt in your face. You know, this is what happened and this is the type of weapon he used and this is the type of blood that came out of him.
You think Nick Cave was saying a lot. These guys were really the roots of it all with the disaster song.
Yeah, you may recognize this as Johnny Cash covered it later, but this is the original from 1924, Wreck of the Old 97.
Thank you. was going down grade, making 9 miles an hour when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and assaulted to death with a beam. Now, ladies, you must take warning from this time now and on. Never speak hard words to your true love and husband. He may leave you and never return.
That was the great granddaddy of country music, Mr. Vernon Dalhart, for you tonight on WFMU.
Some people poo-poo him and call him Vernon Stalefart.
No, they don't.
Yes, I've heard guys like, he's not really country. He's a little too watered down. You know, there's, it's a loose line when country music was first recorded.
Right. They didn't know what to call
him. No, it wasn't him. It wasn't really him because he was some kind of faker.
Right.
That's what some say. I enjoy his records.
Some say I enjoy them too. He recorded the most beautiful song, memorial song for Rudolph Valentino, after Valentino passed. It was written and recorded.
Yes, I have that. It's under a pseudonym, isn't it?
No, not at least.
You know what? No. I have a version by, it's credited to Angela DeMarco, but it's Vaughn DeLeith.
Oh, really? No, I've never heard a female version. I've only heard his version of There's a New Star in Heaven Tonight.
Oh, I'll have to bring the bring that one.
It's gorgeous. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's go to this specialty right now, this vaudeville specialty that we have on the standard label.
Well, you know, Mike, you're a barber.
That's what they tell me.
And so when I was going through records, and I was like, oh, look, I have this one, Flanagan at the Barber. I have to bring this down and play it for Mike. And it reminds me of a story. Remember we were at that record show, and we were you were like, oh, I'd like to find Cal Stewart Goes to the Barber. I heard about it.
Right. So Uncle Josh,
I was looking around for it, and I was looking around for records, and I found it for $1. I was like, oh, great, I can get this for Mike. So I came over to you. I was like, Mike, I found the record. You're like, oh, great. I was like, yeah, $50. It's yours.
And you had it going for a while. And I was really thinking.
Yeah, I was holding on to it. I was like, well, you could think about it. And then you're like, but that was just, I ended up just like giving it to you.
Yeah. So that was, it was a nice.
I made you sweat.
Yeah, you did. It was, I was like, oh no. Well, and then I was trying to convince myself, oh, it's probably not that good. You know, Uncle Josh, he kind of runs out of ideas every now and then. But,
actually, now we got, you know, Flanagan was another character. I think this is probably going to be Steve Porter again, mm-hmm. who's, like another Uncle Josh character doing his thing and talked about all sorts of subjects. Uncle Josh was the country bumpkin. Flanagan's the Irish immigrant experiencing stuff.
Right.
So, Mike, if you like this record, it's good. You can buy it for $50 for me.
I'm ready.
Let's hear it first. Let's hear it inside.
Listen to the wind go through. Listen to the wind go through. The little bunker whispers on me tin.
Hey, Flanagan, why don't you get shaved?
Oh, say, Professor, I must tell you about these whiskers. Listen, one time I said to my wife, you'll never look on my face again. What's the matter, says she? Are you going to commit suicide? No, says I, I'm going to raise whiskers, and this is what made me do it. I went in the barber shop one day, and the barber says to me, do you want a haircut? I want more than a haircut, says I want them all cut. Well, that will cost you 50 cents, says the barber. How's that, says I? There's a sign on the wall there says first-class haircut, 25 cents. I know, says the barber, but you haven't got first-class hair. Now, don't get funny, says I, but tell me, what will you take to cut my hair? Well, I think I'll take a lawnmower, says the barber. That'll do you, says I. I know I look funny with all this hair, but you wouldn't know me if you saw it off. All right, says the barber, wait till I get a saw and I'll saw it off. Well, I made him cut me hair with the scissors, but a saw would have done a better job. When he was started in, he says to me, how will you have it cut? In silence, says I. While he was cutting it, he says to me, say, your hair needed cutting in the worst way. I looked in the glass and I says to him, by golly, that's the way you're cutting it.
Just then a young fella come in. He had a couple of pin feathers on his chin and a bit of fuzz on his upper lip. He says to the barber,
"How long will it be before I can get shaved?"
The barber says, "Well, from what I can see on your face now, I should say in about 8 years.
I want you to understand," says the kid, "that I have a little hair on me lip."
"Oh, I can see it now," says the barber. "But you'd better wait till you get another one. Then come in and I'll shave off the two of them." When he got through cutting me hair, he says to me, "Will you take off your collar to be shaved?" "What for?" says I. "You don't need it. It has no hair on it." Well, I let him shave me, and when he was getting through, he says, "Will you have anything on your face when I finish?" "Oh, I hope so," says I. "I'll be satisfied if I have me nose left." "Well, I don't have to go to the barber's anymore, for I left me mug there." "All right, Professor, you're next." Last Sunday morning, I wanted a shave, and I started to find a good place. Ho-ho! I asked Bottle Rapidly, "Where are you shaved?" "To see, I get shaved on the face."
I had a little barber song there as part of it.
Yeah, a little, see him kind of hopping around and kicking his heels together.
Yeah, yeah, it was okay.
It was okay. It was, you know what, that's kind of, even the Cal Stewart one was mildly disappointing.
Yeah.
Emphasis on mildly. I don't know, I guess they just couldn't bring the excitement of the grand old barber shop into the phonograph studio.
Well, who knows what we'll find next, Mike, that will that will bring it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. And then it will be brung. All right, let's go to a Nora Bass tune. I was in the mood for kind of hearing a bit of Dora Goldberg. So this one's from 1910. It's written by Murphy and Letters. Probably one of the most popular ones that she did. It was from the show The Jolly Bachelors. Has anybody here seen Kelly?
Michael Kelly and his sweetheart from the County Cork were bent upon a holiday. They landed in New York. They strolled around to see the sights. Alas, it's sad to say, poor Kelly lost his little girl upon the great white way. She walked uptown from Herald Square, the 42nd Street. The traffic stopped when she cried to the copper on the bed. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-E-W-N-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Oh, you'd know him by his smile. His hair is red and his eyes are blue. He is Irish through and through. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald Isle. Over on Fifth Avenue, a band began to play. 10,000 men were marching, 'cause it was St. Patrick's Day. The wearing of the green rang out upon the morning air. Was Kelly's favorite melody. Said she, "I'll find him there." So she climbed upon a grandstand in the hopes her might to see. 500 Kellys left the ranks in answer to her plea. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-E, you know how to spell it. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Faith, you know him by his smile. Oh, his hair and his eyes. Oh, he is Irish. God bless him. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald Isle. Has anybody here seen Levi? I mean Kelly. K-E-W-N-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Or you'd know him by his smile. His eyes are red and his hair is blue.
has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald
of 99 out of 100, Frigid Air brings to you its expression of thanks for your splendid cooperation in 1931 and extends to you its heartiest greetings and best wishes for the new year. 1932 is here, a new year with new opportunities. The outlook for Frigid Air is exceptionally bright. The new year will be a year of progress for those who make it so, and right at the beginning of the year is the time to set the pace. To go after business like we meant business. Plan soundly. Fight courageously. Work hard, right from the crack of the gun. Let's set a pace in January that will bring to every one of us more business, new profits and prosperity with Frigid Air. Let's begin now by each of us securing our first Frigid Air order for 1932. After you secure that order, send a report of it to the secretary of the Frigid Air Pace Setter Club at Dayton. Before midnight, January 16th, and in recognition of your pace-setting ability, you will receive a personal gift, which you will indeed be proud to keep as a reminder of your achievement. Close an order. Report it to Dayton. Be a pace-setter.
Oh.
Very heartfelt version there by Frank C. Stanley. Meant it.
He did. He meant every word. And who even knew it had so many lyrics?
Yeah, I didn't know that. People just sort of drunkenly blather something on New Year's Eve, and
they could barely get through the chorus.
Yeah. And who was that other one? That business guy before? What was that one?
That was Frigidaire's New Year's message to the buying public of 1932.
Oh, nice! I love that kind of stuff.
You know what's funny is growing up, my grandmother always used to say, "Oh, put it in the Frigidaire," and I always thought that was just her accent saying, "Put it in the Frigidaire," like over there.
Fridge over there.
But she, like her Harlem accent. But that was She was just saying a Frigidaire, like the brand.
Gotcha. I always thought that "How do you call" was a real word.
How do you call?
How do you call? You know that one? That's maybe an Italian one. They're like, it's like, go over there to the how do you call. where's the how do you call?
The whatchamacallit.
I was like, how do you spell that?
How do you spell how do you call?
I don't know.
But anyway, we're signing off for the last show of 2014.
Yes, so we want to wish everyone a safe and happy New Year's Eve tomorrow. Enjoy yourself. Party responsibly, have a good time, because we want to share lots more old things with you in 2015.
And your 20th anniversary on WFMU.
That's right. The 20th anniversary is in 2015. Lots of stuff going to be going on with that. But we want you here with us for our next show in 1915.
Yep, we'll see you in the new year.
2015.
We'll see you in the new year. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
The only trouble you get around is when wet leaves stick to the railway tracks, and the only trouble you get around here is when wet leaves stick to the railway tracks. Autumn is on us, the wind's in the trees, the rains are coming, and what can I tell you, I won't be leaving for a while just yet, And do you have a vacancy for a wet leaf rail track picker? And the only trouble you get around here is when wet leaves stick to the railway tracks. And the only trouble you get around here is when wet leaves stick to the railway tracks. And if we get snowbound, I'll play the piano in the hotel lounge until the thaws come. And do you have a room to rent till the winter's gone and maybe beyond? And the only trouble you get around here is when wet leaves stick to the railway tracks. Is when wet.
To fade.